Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day in a great nation, despite the fact that cities all across the country seem to be dealing with an exploding crime rate. It's so obvious, it's so unmistakable, it's so significant, it is so scary, frankly, that even the New York Times couldn't avoid writing about it. And they conclude that the truth of the matter is that the American people, except for a small angry minority, don't want a return to tough policing. They don't want a return to a crackdown on crime. They don't want a return to the New York of Rudolph Giuliani or Michael Bloomberg, where there was support for police and there were tough policies on criminals, particularly people who criminalized neighborhoods, whole neighborhoods and whole segments of the population. So what is the story with the way that this particular issue impacts the election? And the election in 2022, it's as clear as it could be, as it has been in the past, that the crucial swing voters who could decide the election and either return Nancy Pelosi to her position as speaker or bring us a new speaker, another Californian named Kevin McCarthy, or they could cement the tie vote in the U.S. Senate, or give either Republicans or Democrats the advantage. Which way is it going to go for Latino voters? Ruben Navarrete is by far the most widely read Latino columnist in this country and the 16th most popular columnist in America, according to Media Matters. He's nationally syndicated with the Washington Post Writers Group, where his twice-weekly column appears in nearly 150 newspapers. He's also a member of the Board of Contributors of USA Today, as am I, and FoxNews.com, and a columnist for the Daily Beast at the same time. In other words, Ruben, you're a busy guy.
I'm a busy guy. Look who's talking. Michael Medved has always been a busy guy. My friend, good to be with you again.
It's great to speak to you, and I've had so many things to talk to you about. One of that I was particularly eager to speak about was spent this weekend with our daughter. My wife and I came visit our daughter, who's a high school teacher, and she lives in Washington Heights, which is now famous because of the smash hit movie that was released on Friday. Have you seen In the Heights by any chance?
Yes. In fact, my family and I had our gathering. It was the first movie we'd seen in 18 months.
Yep.
And we broke the fast by watching In the Heights and really enjoyed it, really took a lot from it.
Oh, good. I love the movie. It was my first four-star movie of the year. And by the way, it really captures this neighborhood where my daughter lives. I mean, it's okay. Do you think that movie spoke to you particularly? Because even though you're not Dominican and you're not Puerto Rican and you're not from the Caribbean and your culture is very different, do people you think have something meaningfully in common who are from different parts of the world with cultures that have been considered Hispanic or speak Spanish or relate to that history?
Well, it's a great question, Michael, because you really zeroed in on one of my takeaways as I was leaving the theater, and I just want to say this. The human experience, as we go on in life, I think you begin to mature emotionally and in empathy when you're able to think beyond the narrow confines of your, you know, existence and your tribe and your own ethnic group and think about other people in a first-person sense. And what I mean by that is many years ago when I saw the movie adaptation of the book The Joy Luck Club by Amy Tan, I was in my mid-20s at the time, and I remember writing a column saying that I emerged from the theater feeling very Chinese, and I don't say that, you know, glibly. I mean to say that when you hear about the Armenian experience, the Jewish experience, the Chinese experience, the Dominican experience, it's not that hard, if you're paying attention, to find yourself in it and find some area where we can emphasize. So you're right. I'm watching Washington Heights, and I got to tell you, I'm watching In the Heights about Washington Heights. I got to tell you, in the first maybe 30 minutes now, first 10 minutes, I'm thinking, well, this movie isn't for me. I'll enjoy it, but I don't live in Washington Heights. I'm not Dominican or Puerto Rican or Cuban. But having said that, I was wrong. And when I left the theater, I really understood that I fit into that storyline, not because I'm Latino and Mexican-American, but because I'm an American. And it's an American story, and that's where it broke through for me.
That's it. It's an immigrant story, which, by the way, there are a very substantial religious Jewish community in Washington Heights.
Yes.
And, again, it's a very similar sort of experience. The question is, there's an attempt by Democrats right now, and it's very, very explicit, to basically assure permanent election victories by maintaining disproportionate majorities among people who consider themselves non-white. Do you think that's a good strategy?
I don't think it's well thought out. I mean, if they believe in that strategy, they have a case of amnesia about 1984 with Ronald Reagan getting 40% of the Hispanic vote, which George W. Bush, and 20 years later, getting 44% of the Hispanic vote. Hispanics voting for Giuliani, voting for Richard Reardon in L.A., you know, voting for Arnold Schwarzenegger. So we've shown a willingness, even though we're registered Democrats by 2-1, to cross the line and vote for Republicans who are not anti-immigrant jerks and you know, thunderheads. So if you produce that kind of Republican candidate, Latinos will find their way to that person. So I don't think the Democrats have thought this through. Typically, Chuck Schumer, this may shock you, but Chuck Schumer in the Senate and Nancy Pelosi do not make my life and my interests their every waking moment. They don't care about me. They don't think about me. I'm not part of their world. I don't contribute money. And they have gotten this cheap, easy ride with Latino voters for the last 60 years, sometimes made easier, again, by those aforementioned dunderhead Republicans who shoot themselves in both feet simultaneously on immigration. But truth be known, we're a conservative population, and we're much more up for grabs, Michael, than people think.
Yeah, and this is one of those things. The New York Times had this piece today, which was almost humorous about the it would be humorous if it weren't so tragic. It's about this disastrous spike in crime rates everywhere, all across the country.
Yeah.
And it says, but people in marginalized communities, and I think he means includes the Latino community, that people in marginalized communities don't want to crack down on crime because it will only marginalize them further. Do you think that's an accurate prescription of what's going on?
So I've been Mexican-American now, Mexican for about 54 years, and I'm thankful not to take my cues on the Latino experience from the New York Times, even as a working journalist, right? Because
right.
The New York Times is filled with a bunch of white liberals who went to Yale and Princeton and Harvard who, you know, who don't know much about people like me, have never been interested in people like me, except when they can, in a very mercenary way, opportunistically use those Republican mistakes to get those Latinos to vote Democrat on the cheap. So they don't have to put anything into the kitty to get our votes. We get it by default because they go into our community and say, vote for me. I'm not a Republican. Okay, sounds good. To that end, they do it. It's very cynical, but they play that game. When I hear what you just said, what the New York Times folks are missing is simple. You know, the reason that half of the Border Patrol is Latino, my dad was a cop, is a Mexican-American cop for 37 years on the job. Yeah, Latinos want to be treated fairly. We don't want to be racially profiled, and we get nervous sometimes with increased police presence. We get even more nervous when the police leave our neighborhoods. So we're not for defunding the police. We don't see policemen as the enemy. We don't have a war going on with police. And in fact, Michael, truth be known, one of the reasons we are ambivalent about border security is we like security and strength. And that's one thing the GOP has working for it, because it is seen as the security strength party, and that's what Latinos are drawn to.
Can you hang on for another 15 minutes? Terrific.
You bet.
Ruben Navarrete back with more common sense. And common sense in a crazy time is the highest form of wisdom. And by the way, don't be fooled. He went to Harvard. No, he really did. Even though he downsizes it. We'll be right back on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's powerful and inspiring. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Politics to pop culture, and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of my favorite guests and one of my favorite guys, who actually, he doesn't keep his Harvard background a secret. He wrote a book about it, and about some of the cultural distance between the Harvard faculty lounges and growing up as the son of a Latino cop in San Diego. And Ruben, I wanted to ask you about San Diego a little bit, because I look at this and it's one of those mysteries that maybe you could explain. San Diego is right on the border. The border is much more secure in San Diego than it was, say, 20 years ago. But there's still a certain amount of traffic back and forth across the border that isn't entirely authorized. And yet San Diego, along with El Paso, which is in the same situation, but even more accessible to the Mexican border, they are two of the five safest cities in America, year after year after year, lowest crime rate. Why?
That's a very good point. And one of the things I love about our relationship is you mentioned Harvard. You're the Yale guy, I'm the Harvard guy, and yet we have found peace and accord with each other.
That's right. The lion can lie down with the lamb.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, you make a good point. I grew up in the San Joaquin Valley in Central California near Fresno. And now I live in San Diego, where I've lived for the last 15 years. And it is true in El Paso, and it's true. There's crime in Tijuana, but not in San Diego. There's crime in Juarez, but not in El Paso. In both of those cases, El Paso and San Diego have been kind of pass-through cities. Tons of people go through San Diego after crossing the border, and then they go everywhere. They go to Michigan, they go to Wisconsin, they go to Minnesota. Same in El Paso. Once they cross through, they don't stay in El Paso. They go to bigger opportunities elsewhere. So in a weird way, there isn't a lot of sticky quality to those two cities. You do have Hispanic and Mexican Americans in both San Diego and El Paso, but they're Mexican Americans born in the U.S., you know, multiple generations. That's interesting. Phoenix is more of an immigrant city than El Paso is, because in Phoenix, the population has grown disproportionately because of immigrants and not because of natives. Another big city is North Carolina in general, Charlotte and in North Carolina as a whole, has had like a 300-400% growth in the immigrant community, the Latino immigrant community, over the last 30 years. So there are, interestingly enough, a lot of immigrant cities that are not on the border and a lot of border cities that are not immigrant cities.
Which again is a fascinating phenomenon about what is going on in this country right now. What do you think you would recommend for people defending the Democratic Party and defending the Biden administration, and for people on the other side who are asking for a change of policy? What should they say about dealing with this rise in crime? Take the Republicans first. What's the right thing for Republicans to say to win support on the crime issue?
It's a good point. I think even as a son of a cop and someone who tends to err on the side of the cop, in most cases, cops, like anybody else, can take this too far. If I criticize law enforcement and then they're defensive about it and they don't want to make any changes and they dismiss every criticism, if I say, for instance, why is there this terrible war between African Americans and police, and they dismiss it as a media creation, we're not going to get very far. So I think that when I talk to cops, and I do regularly speak to groups of cops throughout the year, and I'm always learning from those experiences and exchanges, they need to be open. Michael, just like members of the media have to be open to the idea that there are flaws in our media, that our media is broken.
Oh, yeah.
And if I'm going to be shut down as a working journalist by my peer group and my bosses because you dare not say that, well, then we're never going to fix what's broken in media, and likewise with policing. So I think Republicans should be more far-sighted and not simply, you know, rally the troops, circle the wagons around policing. They need to fix policing where it's broken and not throw the baby out with the bathwater, because we need police and we don't need to defund them, but we need better policing. And we need, for instance, when they go get called to the scene and there's a mental health crisis, the cop doesn't want to have to deal with that. You know, he's not equipped to deal with that. So if you say we're in a parasocial worker with the police officer, guess who loves that idea? The police officer. So I think that it would help both parties, Democrats and Republicans, to stop being so entrenched and start being more willing to criticize with the sake of trying to make better these institutions that we value and care for.
You mention the problem of mental illness, which is an increasing problem in America, and you see it not just in terms of the rise in crime, but in the tremendous proliferation of homeless encampments and of basically hopeless, incapacitated people who are just living out on our streets. I assume you agree that we need to devote more resources to dealing with mental health. And question, where's the money come from?
That's a very good question. I'd love to see more of our pharmaceutical companies, our medical companies, some of whom are very wealthy, being able to pony up more for privately run initiatives that deal with the mental health crisis. But I think that dealing with mental health, Michael, is a lot like dealing with homelessness. You can make things worse by just throwing money at the problem, because it isn't simply the case that every homeless person should be given a condo and a place to live in. That doesn't even get you to first base. They still need to be able to go get a job and use public transportation and do all sorts of things. So there is, I think, a danger in trying to fix the mental health crisis, looking for this one quick fix. The reason a president got elected by saying he was going to build a big, beautiful wall along a 2,000-mile border with Mexico, even though that's never going to happen, it's not logistically possible, is because we like quick solutions, easy solutions to difficult problems. So when the question is, what do we deal with mentally ill people, we should resist that temptation. It's not going to be that simple.
No, and nothing, no big problem is simple. I think it's Mencken who said, for every serious problem, there's a solution that is elegant, simple, direct, and wrong. And
yeah.
Without any question. Okay, so one of the real questions here, well, we'll have to continue, because right now there's a prospect of Donald Trump beginning a series of summer rallies. And what those rallies are going to be about, other than President Trump's comeback, who knows. But I do know that I look forward to Ruben Navarrete's comeback. You can read his most recent columns. We've pasted them up at our website at michaelmedved.com. And he's always a voice that it seems to me gives some credence, at least, to both sides of any argument. And that's something, obviously, that we need very greatly in our country at the moment. Coming up, something else we need is science. And science about a lobster fisherman who gets swallowed by a whale and then spit up. And no, it's not a biblical vision. It apparently really happened, or did it? We will get to that story, and to the story that getting a vaccine for COVID-19 makes you magnetic. I don't mean a magnetic personality. I mean spoons stick to your neck. Or do they? That and more coming up on The MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show.
That is really extreme.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden thinks his America is Back message resonated at this week's NATO summit. Biden hosting a news conference in Brussels, also saying that he believes the Republican Party is fractured.
The Republican Party is vastly diminished in numbers. The leadership of the Republican Party is fractured. And the Trump wing of the party is the bulk of the party, but it makes up a significant minority of the American people.
President Biden was over 2 hours late for that NATO news conference with no explanation from the White House as for why the extended delay. Energy officials are urging Texans to conserve energy as electric demand could outpace supply Monday as temperatures continue to rise across the state. This is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Medved.
Here you are, as smart as Satan himself. Okay. You're frighteningly smart, but so is the devil.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Michael Medved Show, there's been so much attention paid recently to the new Prime Minister of Israel, and he is Prime Minister, whose name is Naftali Bennett. What did he do before he was Prime Minister? He had a high-tech company that did remarkably well and actually helped he ended up selling it for $145 million. It was a lot of money to sell a company for. And that's his background. He's 49 years old. Okay, part of what allowed that company to do that well is there's another company, a venture capital company, that preceded our crowd and understood this was a coming concern. Look, you can participate in venture capitalism, in startups, in crowdsourced funding for high tech in Israel and across the United States. And you can actually do that through Our Crowd. If you go to ourcrowd.com, at michaelmedved.com, it's my brother's company in Israel, and you can find out for free about some of these exciting startup high-tech opportunities that do not require any kind of huge investment either. Go to Our Crowd at michaelmedved.com. Now, they are not about to be doing anything about the scientific discoveries of an osteopathic physician whose name is Sherry Tenpenny, and that apparently is her real name. And she testified before the state legislature of Ohio to try to explain why people become magnetic and have silverware clinging to them if they get vaccinated for COVID-19. Brian Williams had some commentary about that. Listen. Last thing before we go tonight, the train to Crazy Town made an unscheduled whistle stop in Ohio this week. You're about to hear from a doctor and a nurse, medical professionals who have had contact with patients. They happen to be anti-vaxxers and conspiracy theorists. You've no doubt heard the conspiracy theory that they are injecting some sort of electronic tracking device in liquid form through a needle into our arms, but this, at a committee hearing in the Ohio legislature, this was next level.
Yes, vaccines do harm people. By the way, so I just found out something when I was on lunch, and I wanted to show it to you. We were talking about Dr. Tenpenny's testimony about magnetic vaccine crystals. So this is what I found out. So I have a key and a bobby pin here. Explain to me why the key sticks to me. It sticks to my neck, too. Yeah, so if somebody can explain this, that would be great. Any questions?
No questions. Yeah, so many questions. And while the demonstration didn't work out as well as she had planned, on the upside, it launched so many memes.
Well, there is that. And then there is another story in the Frontiers of Science. The report is that Mayo wasn't sure what he was witnessing. Mayo is Josiah Mayo, who's a fisherman, and off of Cape Cod, a province town. And they'd had a good day. He and a colleague named Michael Packard, when Packard's second plunge into the ocean had already collected 100 pounds of lobster, which is a pretty good take. And Mayo wasn't sure what he was witnessing. A burly fish thrashed before him, and for a split second he thought it was a great white shark. Then Mayo saw its flukes cut through the water and observed it violently shake its head. Moments later, there was another mighty boil of white water, and Packard, this diver, soared out of the ocean and flopped back down. Mayo sped the boat up next to Packard, who was floating in puffed-out dry suit thanks to the whale's speedy ascent to the surface. "I was inside it. I was inside its mouth," Packard, 56, said. "It tried to eat me." Now, this is a humpback whales don't have sharp teeth like sharks. And the Provincetown Cape Cod Times reports, "All of a sudden I felt this huge shove, and the next thing I knew I was completely black," Packard recalled. "I could sense I was moving, and I could feel the whale squeezing with the muscles of his mouth. Initially, he thought he was inside a great white shark, but he couldn't feel any teeth, and he hadn't suffered any obvious wounds. It quickly dawned on him it had been swallowed by a whale. I was completely inside," he said. "It was completely black," Packard said. "I thought to myself, there's no way I'm going out of here. I'm done. I'm dead. All I could think of was my boys. They're 12 and 15. This is a pretty sad story. Outfitted with scuba gear, he struggled, and the whale began shaking its head so that Packard could tell he didn't like it. Well, obviously, that's a lot to chew. He estimated he was in the whale for 30 to 40 seconds before the whale finally surfaced. I saw light, and he started throwing his head back side to side, and the next thing I knew, I was outside in the water." Packard's sister, Cynthia Packard, spoke with crewman Josiah Mayo, who relayed some of the details to her. "Thank God it wasn't a white shark," she said. "He sees them all the time." Okay. Based on what was described, this would have been a mistake and an accident on the part of the humpback. Well, I guess. All that effort for nothing? So said Juke Robbins, director of humpback whale studies at the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. "Humpbacks are not aggressive animals, particularly toward humans," she said. "Even so, incidents of feeding humpbacks, injuring swimmers and divers, especially instances of swallowing them, are so exceedingly rare as to be non-existent. The esophagus on non-toothed whales is too small to actually swallow a human being, but they could wrap their mouths around a large object and then spit it out. Okay, now all of this, of course, everybody's going to be raising hands. Hey, what about Jonah? What about Jonah? This might make, now look, this Jonah was in the whale for a long time and praying, but it sounds like this guy, Michael Packard, was praying too. And the scientific consensus, according to the Washington Post, and especially considering this guy's reputation as a stand-up guy, that it could have happened. It could be real. His legs were injured, but he got out of a hospital the same day, and he had some other relatively minor injuries. Michael Packard is a smart guy and an exceptional diver. One of his colleagues said, for that to happen to him, you can be sure he did everything he was supposed to do. What are you supposed to do? I don't know. I mean, if you have a spear or something, you think that makes it more likely? The whale's not going to be happy with that. Unlike toothed whales such as orcas, baleen whales that filter out small schooling fish do not explore or cause injuries with their mouths. They generally use their tail. Mr. Packard said he would return to diving as soon as he can. nothing about, I am sure he is toasting his health. We will probably hear more about this development. And speaking of developments, there's a poll among many that ought to be very encouraging to Republicans looking at elections, not in 2022, but in 2021. We'll bring that to you and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Thank God Talk Radio's there.
The Michael Medved Show.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years. So it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One of my favorite stations, which has made it possible for me to do my broadcast far away from home today, for AM 970, The Answer in New York City, just steps away from Wall Street, actually, and to Alex Garrett, who has done a superb job, really a superb job, even coping with a few last-minute challenges to get this on the show on the air live with everybody here. And Alex, above and beyond the call of duty, and thanks for your help. Speaking of thanks for help and science, we're talking about the science of spoons sticking to your neck if you have been vaccinated. By the way, if she's worried about becoming magnetic, why did she get the vaccination in the first place? None of this makes any sense. But I will tell you what else may not make much sense, and it seems to all come back to vaccines, kind of. Governor Jay Inslee of Washington, not always the most articulate prophet of climate change, but certainly trying to get up there. Here is Governor Inslee on, well, you've heard it before. We're out of time. Listen.
By the way, I think leading into this, I saw a headline that said the time is running out. Time is out. We're at the buzzer. We got to take the shot. There's no more time. The chickens have come home to roost on carbon pollution. Our forests are burning. We have no water for our farmers, for our fish. Our kids can't go outside in the summer because of the smoke from our burning forests. We're just out of time. We got to act. And I'm glad that President Biden is getting us back into an international stage. But I would suggest actually the most important thing at the moment right now is our ability to operate against climate right here in our own boundaries. We need an infrastructure bill that puts climate at the center of that, both because it will create jobs and because we have to act on climate. And so right now, that's where the game is being played, is in the U.S. Senate, in this infrastructure bill, to get one that will attack climate right here in our own hometown.
I think this was like that old Groucho Marx show where, and you bet your life, a little duck would come down from the ceiling every time he said a magic word. He was trying to say the word climate as many times as he could say climate because he wanted to talk about climate and wanted people to hear about climate. And then there was also a desire to use every single, the chickens are coming home to roost. We're going to take our shot at the buzzer. We're going to, I mean, it's, really, your time is up. Governor Inslee, I don't think he was the first presidential candidate to drop out, but he was close. I mean, look, he has a day job, and he just got reelected to a third term. believe it or not. It could be Kamala was the very first, even before Jay Inslee. In fact, I think she may have been. A good call to Alex Garrett. Okay, there's also on the climate issue, there was an interesting comment, unusual, and from over the weekend, there was a big meeting of Turning Point USA, which is a very Trump-friendly and enthusiastic conservative organization of young people, and Alex Clark, who is a female contributor to Turning Point USA, spoke out at one of their events over the weekend about the dangers of not climate change, but of the Green New Deal. A truly horrifying prospect. Listen to this.
So Barbie lives in this giant mansion, Malibu mansion, all these rooms. Think about how many rooms is in that house. Remember, she's probably got that thing filled to the brim with restoration hardware furniture. All the space, and yet, because of the Green New Deal, she's not allowed to fart in her own house. Barbie can't fart. Imagine. This is why we're not a leftist, by the way. We want to fart in peace.
That doesn't quite have the ring of no taxation without representation, but you can see this, imagine this on bumper stickers or billboards, maybe not so much on TV commercials. We want to fart in peace, or Jeremy saying that, yeah, let America fart again, make America fart again. I'm not sure that this has staying power. And then there was this, a lighter moment at the G7, when a Biden aide was frantically trying to herd the unruly press pool from the scenic Biden-Macron photo op. Listen, 13.
The United States, I've said before, we're back. The U.S. is back. We feel very, very strongly about the cohesion of NATO, and I, for one, think that the European Union is an incredibly strong and vibrant entity that has a lot to do with the ability of Western Europe to not only handle its economic issues, but provide the backbone and the support for NATO. And so we're very supportive. Very supportive.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Let's go. Thank you, guys. Let's go. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go. Thank you.
Okay, this doesn't sound particularly strong and vibrant. It doesn't sound particularly strong or vibrant. And poor President Biden seems a bit weary, you think? And speaking of weariness, there's a new movie out, and you've probably heard something about it. I may well have heard something about it on this show, because it's one of my favorite movies of recent years. It really is a knockout film, and guaranteed, you go see it, you'll enjoy it. And it's a film you can see with your whole family, and it's really about families and the strength of families. In a neighborhood known as Washington Heights, or Washington Heights, movie from Lin-Manuel Miranda, In the Heights. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Before the worldwide triumph of Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda created a Tony Award-winning musical about a vibrant Caribbean-American neighborhood at the very northern tip of Manhattan. It's called In the Heights, now streaming on HBO Max and playing in theaters.
It's a story of a block that was disappearing. An embajo called Washington Heights. The streets were made of music.
And this big new movie is made of music, movie magic, and dancing. Director John Chu, best known for the major hit Crazy Rich Asians, has done a deeply sympathetic job of bringing to life an energetic array of young characters led by Anthony Ramos, who is also in the Hamilton cast in a star-making performance. This is surely one of the best movie musicals of recent years, and very likely the feel-good movie of 2021. It's rated PG-13 for some slightly off-color references. 4 stars for In the Heights. And again, the response has been so euphoric, it's actually kind of nice to see people enthusiastically and almost unanimously praising a major film. Coming up tomorrow, we will be speaking to the Republican front runner for mayor of New York. You said, Republican, all I hear about is Maya Wiley, and I hear about Andrew Yang and Eric Adams. There's no Republican. Yes, there is. His name is Curtis Sliwa. He is a former talk radio host who will be known to many people, the founder of Guardian Angels. He'll be joining us for an interview about why it's not at all inconceivable that he could make this a race when he clears the primary. We will get to that. We'll also be speaking to a distinguished academic who says it's about time America paid more attention to a terrorist incident that claimed 19 American lives 25 years ago. The Khobar Towers explosion and murder and mass murder. Where? In Saudi Arabia. Who done it? Iran. So what should we do regarding Iran and future policy with that country? We'll also be speaking coming up about the fact that most Americans have no clue, according to a new survey, where the Grand Canyon is. It's not on the moon. We will let you know about that and much more. Half of Americans apparently believe the dinosaurs still roam the earth. Worth considering? We'll consider it in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
You guys, let's go! Thank you, thank you, thank you, let's go! Thank you, guys, let's go! Let's go, you guys, let's go! Thank you, guys, let's go! Come on, you guys!
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.